Audio Gravity, episode 504, 15th of August 2010. First link, birdcounter.com. It's a little iPhone application, an indispensable in the field as binoculars. Now, the reason why I've put this out there is because part of the project that I'd like to do in the next year involves around the whole idea of taking kids of a certain age into nature, get them more tuned up about sustainability issues, environmental issues, and yet at the same time still allow them to have their gadgets. So I really like the fact that this bird app allows to keep records of over 900 North American species. So it's a bit of an Americanized app at the moment, but I'm hoping that the more people that know about it and hear about it will slowly build up the accumulation of different kind of animals, basically, in this that they can record. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that it can do. Each bird is customized to allow for recording its plumage, collect GPS data for every record so you can explore a map view of the lists, toggle site viewings on and off by species, two choices of how your list stays in the field, whole bunch of stuff, and you can add notes to that as well. So this really fits into where I would like to be in a year's time, so hopefully this application will have really, really moved on by then. Next link today, sideline.yahoo.com. In the previous episode, I was talking about Titanium, which is an application to be able to do rapid development over a number of platforms, mobile platforms and desktop, actually. Yahoo have used that to build a thing called Sideline, which is watch, search, and monitor the Twitter public timeline in real time. So there's a whole bunch of other applications that do this sort of stuff that plug into what's called the fire hose of Twitter to be able to see these search engine results going past. And again, this is a visualization of sorts that we are really excited about using, because it goes hand in hand with something that we're building, codename Death Star Project, but that's not actually the real name of it. It's a pretty cool app. It's pretty basic. I'm hoping that they get some sort of pickup so that people can see it, get more features added to it as it goes on. Next link, this is a bit more local, and I wanted to put a shout out to it because I think it's really cool that Nottingham has a young people's guide for things that are going on in the area. I really think they should do a little bit of a redesign of the site. It's quite easy to get around, but I feel like there is opportunities being missed here. And they've also got a Twitter account, which I've put in as a fourth link today, which is Nottingham or Not_M_Events for Nottingham City Council Presents Events, Exhibitions, Live Music, Film and Theatre. I really hope that they go from just posting content out to actually starting conversation with people in the area, because I think they've got a huge potential of not just posting out what's on in Nottingham, but building up, you know, that community spirit, engaging in people. I would gladly be an ambassador of the Nottingham area, because since I've been over here, I absolutely love all the things Nottingham's got to offer. Next link today, manybymany.co.uk. I had to mention this blog. It is superb. The content, the clarity, the writing, the skills, and the client base that these guys work with is just staggering. And I just had to give them props because I love the design, I love the layout, and like I say, some of the content is fantastic. If you've got the time, go and add their RSS feed to your reader, and also go and vote for them for their South by Southwest Interactive Festival panel. That would be awesome. Last link today, you've probably used Gwala, you've probably used Foursquare, but there is another service, as I probably find there's probably even more than that. One called, I call it Scavenger, that's not the name of it, but it's called, it's SCVNGR, so it's scvngr.com. Is a game about doing challenges at places. This, again, ties into something that I had an idea for Go Prepaid and the MasterCard, the prepaid MasterCard system. So, I mean, if we can tap into these services and utilize their API and their data, fantastic. We'll make our own small application based on that. That's it today. Cheers. Bye.